Hello and welcome back to our audio weblog entitled 2012, what now we're going to call it 2013 in the Church of Jesus. This is a weekly report that's put out by Voice of the Martyrs. It can be accessed at the VOM website, persecution.com. You can actually have VOM send it to your email every week. I've done that. When it comes to my email, I print it out, share it with you, and then I pray for the nations that are indicated. Well, again, this week, I'm sorry to say we don't have any updates on the persecution, but as we begin a new year, we want to begin with a reminder from the life of the Voice of the Martyrs founder, Pastor Richard Wurmbrand. Sabina Wurmbrand, this comes from the book about her and about him, reached over and pinched her husband's arm. "Richard," she said fiercely, "stand up and wash away the shame from the face of Christ. They're spitting on his face." "If I do so," Richard Wurmbrand answered, looking intently at his wife, "you will lose your husband." Her eyes bore into his. "I don't want a coward for a husband." When they sat in a Romanian National Congress on religion, shortly after the communist soldiers had stormed their country, the assembled Christian pastors, priests, and ministers of all denominations stood one by one and spouted praise to Joseph Stalin and to the new communist leadership who had put thousands of Christians in prison. As Richard stood to speak, many were thrilled to see that this well-known pastor would join their cause. But instead of praising the communists, he praised Jesus Christ as the only path to salvation. "Our first loyalty," he told the gathering, "should be to God, not to communist leaders." The gathering was broadcast live across Romania, and thousands across the country heard Richard's challenge. Realizing the damage that Richard was doing, communist officials rushed the stage. Richard escaped out the back door, but was a hunted man from then on. He would later spend 14 years of his life in prison. Most of us will probably never be challenged to make our stand for Christ in front of an entire nation, but we are all called to make a stand for him wherever we are. Each day. It's not the size of the witnessing audience, but the sincerity of our stand that matters. Our lives may not depend on what we say, but our jobs may depend on our decision to voice our convictions. It may mean losing a relationship. It may even mean estrangement from families. In any case, it's far better to endure the consequences of our convictions than to regret their noticeable absence. When and where will you seize the opportunity to take a stand for Christ today? And so that personal word this week, next week we'll continue with our regular reporting of persecution around the world. Thank you for joining with me today in concern and prayer for the persecuted church. Next week about this time we'll return so that we can keep you in touch with what deeply touches God's heart. I'm Bob. Although I'm an area coordinator for VOM, this is not an official VOM presentation. If you live basically anywhere in the country and you would like VOM to come and speak at your church, why don't you just give me an email, diakonos3, diakonos3, @gmail.com, and we'll get somebody at your church right away. God bless you today. Be sure to check out the rest of this series and my other series on Sermon Audio. Bye-bye.